For many of you, this is your first pineal tone choir experience, while for others, you have participated in every choir. Regardless of how many times you have been in a choir, there is a fundamental question. Why are you here? Each one of you will have a different response to this question, but let me give you the answer from Cryon. You are here to enable the multidimensional aspects of your DNA. You are here to awaken your Akash. You are here to remember your galactic spiritual lineage. You are here to communicate with Gaia and the consciousness grids of the planet. You are here to talk to the nodes and the gnolls of the planet, a benevolent system created by the Pleiadians as a fast track to higher consciousness. As you sing the pineal tones, the vibration of the planet will be forever changed because individually, each one of you are resonating to a new vibration. I'd like to give a brief review of what can only be described as eye-rolling to the max. The origin of the tones began 26,000 years ago in ancient Lemuria, a place described by Cryon as the Akashic launching pad of humanity. The Lemurians had Pleiadian teachers who gave us the tones. Dr. Todd Overkides was known in Lemuria as Ya'i. Ya'i was the greatest Lemurian scientist that ever lived, and was taught pineal toning from his Pleiadian mother. Since 2012, Ya'i has gathered many souls from across the world to sing the tones. The choirs have taken place at significant sites that hold the time capsules of the Pleiadians. The result is a release of quantum information onto the consciousness grids, which are then broadcasted to humanity. Through free choice, humanity can access this transmission of benevolent energy and information. We are in a special place. We sit in the shadow of Mont Blanc. Mont Blanc has been identified as one of the 12 major nodes of the planet. The mountain has been waiting for you. The time capsule that was placed here over 200,000 years ago is ready to receive your communication. You are in the right place at the right time. Let the singing of the tones begin.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. The group in the room sits almost in the shadow of the Pleiadian node called Mont Blanc. And it's not an accident. The lineage of what is happening here is literally 200,000 years old. Well, that's when the nodes and the nulls were set up. Dear ones, if you're listening to this and not in the room, there'll be a tendency for you to turn it off, perhaps to roll your eyes and think these poor, foolish, esoteric folks have bought into this nonsense. And I want to address that. The channeling today will be filled with reality shifting. Information about physics, which is appropriate since what this is as a node is physics. There'll be instructions for Ya'i. There'll be information about the null that matches the node, and about what you're doing here. The reality that you have, esoteric one, dear old soul, is different from many. Reality is a changing state. There is no reality which is truth. For your reality changes every single time you make a new discovery about you, yourself, your planet, physics in general, or the universe. It's a moving target. And right now, dear ones, you have moved beyond where most people are. I would like to tell you about the choir. The tones that you sing are connected to the grid. They are not necessarily heard by the mountain. They are connected to the grid. There is an association, a relationship between the parts of everything. It is transmitted through your intent and consciousness to all of the nodes and the nulls on the planet, not just the one that you sit next to. There is a relationship between this web of nodes and nulls and the planet itself. There is a relationship that is a multidimensional one between these nodes and nulls and another planetary system which set them up. There is a relationship between that planetary system and others like it. There is a relationship to the galaxy. What you do here is known by those you cannot conceive of beyond distances that you will believe. High esoteric thinking and belief and the consciousness of the love of God have brought you to this place this day. You are the only group on the planet that is actively pursuing the integrity of the consciousness of these, the nodes and the nulls. The tones that are developed and given are directly from Yah-E, who has a relationship with those who set them up. That is who you are. Dear ones, I want to talk to the scientist for a moment. The one who would roll their eyes and say, this is nonsense and it cannot be, and aren't they stupid and foolish? I want to talk to you for a moment. Come with me for that meeting some time ago, filled with scientists and doctors who attended a meeting where something was given them, where they laughed out loud, and afterward they had a few drinks and laughed some more, thinking how misunderstood and crazy it was to hear things like there were invisible, teeny-weeny things that carried disease. They were foolish, those who thought that. And then, of course, they changed their tune when they discovered germs. Germs changed the reality. Invisible, disease-carrying. And the smartest of the smart laughed and laughed and laughed. And what changed that paradigm was the discovery of something they didn't think was there. The next time I stand here, I'm going to tell you a little of that, even a physics lesson. Einstein was probably one of the smartest minds in physics there was. For his day, he gave you today what you use. Brilliant, beyond that which is brilliant, for his day. And he went to his deathbed, convinced absolutely that there was no such thing as quantum energy or a quantum particle. It did not fit within his paradigm of the box that he lived in, as brilliant as it was. And now you know better. Science has proven at least 11 dimensions. There are far more. Dimensionality is something you work with constantly in high physics. Einstein's reality, as brilliant as he was in a box. Let me tell you the big box that astronomy and physics still is in at this moment, before those who are laughing now would laugh some more. There was a female astronomer named Vera Rubin. She was a wild card. Recently passed over, she could be here right now smiling. For she discovered something that should have told all science about physics, something they didn't know about the relationship to the parts. Brilliant she was. She discovered that all the stars in a spiral galaxy go at exactly the same speed around the center. And that's not the way the solar system works. In fact, it doesn't fit into Newton or Kepler. It doesn't fit into anything that physics had as the rules. And so what does the smart physicist do with that information all over the planet? What can you do with it? They decided to make up energy so that it fit within Kepler and Newton. So instead of seeing it and observing it as a beautiful change in the laws of physics, something that should be revealed and seen, maybe like tones being sung today, instead, they closed the box and invented dark energy. And today they study it, trying to fit that which she showed into an old model of known physics instead of opening the box to something that might be more. This is what might be more. And what you do here, you may call esoteric. I'm going to call it high physics. What do you call an angel, dear ones? Is it possible that an angelic being comes and goes, violating the laws of physics? You feel their consciousness. Would you say they have nothing to do with physics, nothing to do with science, because they're from God? Let me remind you of something, because the creative source of this universe is the master physicist. And the beings that surround that are all working with basic physics. It is how things work. It is all the relationship between the parts. The Pleiadians came. They didn't use ships. They existed far, far longer than life on your planet. They are part of a creative source. You may even say they're close to angelic. They are your seed parents. They are beautiful. They are filled with love for you. It is the creation story of the planet. It is why you have 23 instead of 24 chromosome pairs. That is what you're dealing with today, not just an esoteric time of singing. So as you begin the tones today, I want you to look at the beauty of the signals that go out and what they mean to those who would hear in whatever way they hear. The Pleiadians, almost pure consciousness, faster than the speed of light, because consciousness has no mass. And they arrived here on purpose, on time, and eventually met Yahi. Dear ones, it may sound odd to those who have never heard it. Someday, I promise, your reality will shift on this subject. Let the tones begin. This is message number 2. And if you take a look at the meanings in numerological terms, Two is duality. It's also polarity. It fits in to this message. Dear ones, I have permission from Yah-E to give you science, even at a choir. And I'm going to. I'm going to give you in this message some of the attributes of physics that I have not mentioned before, that hopefully will open the reality box of any scientist listening to this. If you can open the belief system you have to the unknown, or think differently about things, this will be for you. The mountain around you, Blanc, it sits there, but not alone. It is a node. But what you don't understand, it's only a node because of the relationship to all that is with it. There's nothing inside of it. Don't dig it, expecting to find a Pleiadian. Dear ones, there is nothing a human can do to make this land more sacred than it is. Are you listening? Humans can open portals all they want to, as if it wasn't already one. You do it for your own intent. The mountain sees you. Gaia sees you. There is gratitude, but you're really not improving things. Go ahead and dig a hole and put your crystal in the mountain. Stand, chant to it, and feel good. Did you know that the mountain is crystalline by itself? So all you have done is give it intent. Gaia sees you. Gaia thanks you. It changes nothing. It doesn't change the relationship that it has, which is multidimensional, to all of the things around it. It's far bigger than anything one or two or even a group of humans could do to change it. If you want to go in the mountain or next to the mountain, if you want to do anything at all, let me give you something that is pure wisdom. Call upon the ancestors that were here for their wisdom. Forget the portals or the crystals. They have what you need right now. They knew about the relationship to Gaia. I'm going to tell you something right now. Over 20 years ago, I channeled a message that I knew would go into my partner's first book, Cryon Book One. And there were some magic words there, and almost no one saw them or caught them but one doctor. Ovocytus read the book like we knew he would, saw the words, and called my partner. And the words were this: at the heart of disease, all disease, is the relationship between the parts. It started the relationship between my partner and the doctor. I want you to ask him someday about disease, about his research, and he will say it's all about the relationship between the parts. It's not really about the parts at all. What is the parts' relationship to each other, or to consciousness, or to the Akash? All of these things, it's the relationship, not the parts. There is so much to give you here, dear ones. Let's go back to Vera Rubin. She saw that all of the stars went around the center at exactly the same speed, violating all of the rules of known physics given to you by Kepler and Newton. She discovered a new relationship in a galaxy, one that you have too, for you are in a spiral galaxy. And when she looked at Andromeda, she saw the same thing. a relationship between the center and the stars that made them go at exactly the same speed. That is new physics, and it was never seen as anything but a mystery. I want to tell you something, dear ones. You're going to find the holy grail of physics in the relationship between the parts of the atom. We said it before. How many times do we have to tell you this? The relationship between the parts will then tell you how to manipulate the result. If you could see the electron haze and the space that is not empty, between that electron haze and the nucleus, and can see the patterning there, it would astonish you. The relationship between the parts will let you manipulate physics and give you all the discoveries of what the parts do. For the parts will show themselves as you manipulate the relationship. Not far from here, there's a grand worldwide experiment, the largest physics experiment ever. And what they have done in the depths of their desire to find the truth is to totally discount the relationship. And in order to make the experiment work, the first thing they do to the atom is destroy the relationship. They take the electrons away, the relationship is gone, all that used to be there is missing. They even know that the electrons create magnetism in their own way. They don't care. They take them away. And they take a part they want to examine because it is steerable with magnetics. And then they enhance the size of the part so they can see it better, not understanding that it is no norm, it is not a normal part anymore. It's simply one that is bigger so they can see it. Then they smash it into other parts to see what's left, hoping they'll get smaller and smaller parts. Dear ones, they will. There is no limit to small, which they will discover. But in the end, they will only have parts. Dear ones, I want to tell you something. The master mechanic of this planet, who knows cars and automobiles, can put any car together on the planet without a manual if he has the parts in front of him. He knows the relationship between the parts. A master plumber is not about pipes. It's about the relationship of pressures to pipes, to waters. Pipes are just parts. The big experiment, not far from here, it'd be almost like this. There is a mystery how a bee flies. Bees are too heavy, it would seem, to fly as well as they do. Imagine a group of scientists saying, we must discover how a bee flies. And so the first thing they will do is tear the wings off the bee. Then they will cut the bee up to find a part that is most promising. Then they will enhance that part in an abnormal way and crush it with other parts to see what's left. They will never understand how the bee flies. You must study physics as it exists. You must understand that the relationship within one atom is the whole story. The relationship between the parts is the magic. The parts are simply mortar and brick. You will see many parts do many things, but until you understand the relationship between them, you'll have nothing. Some of you sit there and you're beginning to feel the relationship you might have, not to the mountain, but to the galaxy. Because you are literally tickling the relationship of atomic structure. in ways that you are unaware of, that speak so far away, beyond the speed of light, because you are actually manipulating physics, not even knowing it, with consciousness that's connected to everything. I'll be back. Dear ones, we continue. I want to make this a history lesson projected into the future. Life on this planet is extremely young. It's almost like it was completely and totally brand new in comparison with life in the galaxy. We have mentioned this before. It brings you to this place, dear ones, this shift. It's on purpose. You are the newest life on this planet in this galaxy. 200,000 years ago is when the Pleiadians came with a purpose. That purpose has been then called the creation story. It's a time when light and dark was given as knowledge to your soul. When the alliance to the Creator was part of who you became. And great shift occurred all over the planet. It took 100,000 years to even begin the process because of something we have discussed before. Dear ones, nature, specifically mammals, create variety. And humans were no exception. There were more than 20 kinds of humans that had to be then culled down to one through biologic reference physics that took place 100,000 years. And now you have one kind of human to deal with. You might question that and you would say, really, is that truly what took place? This particular phenomenon has been noticed by biologists, archaeologists, even notated in one of your prestigious magazines in the year 2000, asking the question on the front cover. There were at least 17 kinds of human beings 100,000 years ago and only one now. It is counterintuitive to the way nature works. It was on purpose so that it would deal with one kind of human, one kind of soul. It took another 100,000, dear ones, to bring you to where you are. In those years, in the beginning years, the ancients started to see something in the skies that was something that led them to prophecy and science. The stars is all they had to look at. They built observatories, and they started to notice that the Earth goes around the sun. Long before Galileo gave that to the planet, the ancients knew that. Artifacts have been discovered that are thousands of years old, showing parts of the known solar system. They knew. And they also started tracking something interesting, that the Earth did not spin perfectly. It wobbled a little. They were smart, dear ones. They computed trajectories, angles, vectors, and over time what it meant. They knew about the precession of the equinoxes. They figured when the start and the stop of the wobble would take place, and prophecy was developed around it. Thousands of years ago, they knew about 2012, that which is what you now have as the center, the end, and the beginning of the new wobble. They knew of the timing of it. Dear ones, it is etched in the calendars of the Maya, the Toltec, the Aztec. It is written on the Hopi Indian rocks. It is part of the Lakota in the feathered serpent journey. All over the planet, they had seen the same thing. And all over the planet, the prophecy was similar. If you passed this marker that was seen in the skies, humanity would begin to evolve in a way it never had before. We've said it's almost like getting the children out of the playground and having an evolution to the point where they would start understanding who they were. Compassion would start building in a way it never had. Not just intelligence, but an evolution of the relationship to the creative source. You are celebrating that. 21 December 2012, in the time zone of Hawaii, is when you chose to have the first choir that would raise the voices of a few tones and then literally touch the network that we have said is the relationship between the parts. Wake up that which was the nodes and the nulls to start the process and send the signal to the rest of the galaxy that you had made it and you were going to begin to evolve. Listen, to begin to evolve. You have now been at this for 5 years. And when I say at this, I mean humanity has simply only awakened to this. The timing of the precession was set by the mathematics of the ancients, not by Cryon. To precess through the stripe in the sky, which is what you call the Milky Way, takes approximately 36 years. 18 years into it, 18 years out. Approximately 20 years ago, you started seeing a great deal of channeling, including Cryon. You had the harmonic convergence in 87. Cryon in 89, my partner learning what it was all about, so that when that 18 years prior came, the channeling was clear. There would be no Armageddon, and there wasn't. The magnetic grid would start to shift, and it has. Weather changes would then begin, and they are. All of these things to get you to understand the prophecies were correct. You are sitting here with the tones because of this history. Some of it is provable, some of it is not, but it connects together in a confluence of coincidences you cannot deny. Ancients who had the same prophecies who didn't know each other about the same thing. And what I want to discuss with you right now in this time frame, dear ones, is patience. You have children. How long does it take for a human child to be birthed and even begin to have that which you would call the wisdom of the adult. Would you say, perhaps 20 years, you'd be right? That is human evolution. In the child, the unborn, to that which is a 20-year-old, all form of realizations and awakenings take place. You're very aware of that. Then I want to ask you, why do you then deny that to yourselves in something so grand as the evolution of consciousness on this planet? You're only 5 years old in this precession. You have 13 years to go even before you're aware of what happened. You're 5 years old. And souls all over the planet are starting to see things. They're saying, well, countries are not getting along. There's rhetoric over here. There's danger here. Politics is not what you thought it would be. There are some really awful things happening, and there are refugees, and there are. And so you've come to the conclusion that the earth is doomed. Dear ones, let me give you an example. You're 5 years old. You just dropped your ice cream cone. And it's the end of the world. I want you to give yourself some credit. Change requires these kinds of things. It's not an instant magic wand that comes down and makes everything wonderful. Generations may have to pass before humanity starts to discover the compassion of itself. It grows slowly. Do you understand this? Do not fear, because you see the things I've told you about. A battle between light and dark. Weather changes to refresh the oceans. The things that are in preparation for a grand new society on Earth called humans that will never go to war with each other. And it's going to take some growing up. It's a plea for patience. It's a plea for common sense. It's a plea for understanding yourselves, your own process, and the process of your children. Apply to this something very grand. The 18 years past the precession, you're only five into it. It's a beautiful time of reflection, and it starts the change. You're not going to see the results even start to begin for another 13. But you're an old soul, and you figured it out, and you're in this room because of it. You're trying to be the one to help the portals that are called nodes and nulls start to open. You call them portals, you don't know. They're not. They're relationships to you, to the grid. And it takes time. Seven choirs. And we don't even have the nodes and the nulls matched up with each other fully yet. These things take time. Do not despair. Do not decide that the end is near. Spiritual logic, compassion, understanding. That is what we ask of old souls listening to this message now. You pass the marker. You're just beginning to awaken. Blessed is the human being who is comfortable with this and knows who they are. And this, the greatest change humanity has ever seen. I want you to feel it. The celebration from Blanc. The understanding of the seed parents that are looking at you and said, you did it, don't stop now. You did it. Be comfortable in the process of growing up. And so it is.